so good to me.
Monday, Monday, News Radio 92.3, informative, Monday local, morning, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, for Pep Talk today. Meg is out sick, unfortunately, but we certainly wish her well and hope she gets back to the studio tomorrow. And bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as it were. In the studio with me right now, we have Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing, as we always do on Mondays, and certainly excited that we have a brand new edition of Pensacola Magazine that we'll be talking about. But first of all, Malcolm, how are you doing? It feels like it's been a minute since I've seen you.
Yes, good morning.
How you been?
I have been great.
What are you doing to get ready for the holidays?
Well, party a lot.
Getting invited to a lot of parties?
Yes, yes. And the old waistline is starting to show. So I'm trying hard not to.
Yeah, between Thanksgiving and Christmas,
yeah.
It adds up.
Yeah, those those little desserts and things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, maybe a couple of glasses of wine, too. So you can pretty soon put on the pounds.
Yeah.
So I guess it's going to have to be the New Year's resolution again. Is to lose weight.
Absolutely. Well, we had our company Christmas party on Friday, and I saw Meg there, so she was good at that point in time.
Yeah.
But a great party, lots of great food that we had there. So it's that time of year. So, but you got to just eat in moderation, and you'll make it through okay.
Well, yes, but it's easier said than done.
As
we all know.
Absolutely.
But talking about glasses of wine.
Yeah.
On page 31 of Pensacola Magazine, there is an article called Making Spirits Bright and some ideas on festive holiday cocktails.
Yes, there are five festive holiday cocktails listed on page 31 of the new edition of Pensacola Magazine.
Yes.
First one's kind of got a cranberry theme to it.
Yeah, that is actually the one that is featured on the front cover. And that's an interesting looking drink anyway.
Yeah. That's how I prefer my cranberries, in a drink. You know, you get cranberries at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know, I've never got into the habit of putting cranberry on my turkey.
Really?
It seems kind of at odds.
You know? Yeah. I prefer it when people do like the homemade cranberry sauces and things like that as opposed to straight out of the can.
Yeah.
But, you know, to each his own. But yeah, this drink looks phenomenal. I think it's got even a couple cherries sticking out on the top there.
Yes, just to make it look harmless.
Yes, absolutely.
The one that probably we should be drinking is the one on page 34, the Grinch Mocktail. Very aptly named.
It's all green.
Yes.
Got a little bit of, green salt along the top there and a candy cane. So.
But the pineapple juice, always good. And, of course, it is, being a mocktail, it's non-alcoholic. So you can knock back a couple of those without fear.
Yeah, and I see it as optional. You can put peppermint on there for a little bit of garnish or a candy cane, and I think that would be a must.
It's just a way of making Christmas a little different, rather than, you know, make it a little bit more festive.
A little bit more fun for your party.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then the one right next to it, Candy Cane Lane.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's speaking my language.
Doesn't trick my trigger too much.
Okay.
What is that on the side? It looks a little, looks like it might be heavy in sugar.
Yeah, possibly.
Yes.
There's a coffee that I drink from Wisconsin. As listeners know, I'm from Wisconsin, and it's Door County Coffee and Tea, and they have a candy cane blend around this time of year, and that's always like my favorite go-to this time of year is the candy cane. Anything with candy cane in it, just love that sweetness. So, and then we also have a Holly Jolly Cosmo.
Yeah,
it's also cranberry infused, but also got some lime juice and orange juice in it and vodka.
Yes. And is that salt around the rim?
Let's see here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like maybe. Well, it says a dash of edible sprinkles. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, it's
sprinkles on your Cosmo.
Yes.
Learn something new today.
Well, just forward a little in Pensacola Magazine is a list of some of the events, some of the important events. And, of course, starting on Friday, I believe they come in as your guests.
Oh, Ballet Pensacola.
Ballet Pensacola.
Yes.
With the Nutcracker, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Always a great show.
That's fantastic. So you've been to it before.
Oh, yes.
What kind of plug can you give them?
Well, I was very involved. I'm very involved with the ballet. We print their playbills for them, but I was a member of the board. And so I'm, as you know, I like opera and I like symphony mm-hmm. and I like ballet too. And as many of the arts organizations in Pensacola, they are at a professional level far above what you might think for a town the size of Pensacola. And the ballet is no exception. They're just incredibly professional, put on great shows.
Mm-hmm.
Well worth going to see.
Nice. Yeah, they're going to be talking all about the Nutcracker, I understand it. And
yes.
It's a big show that's coming up and get you in the holiday spirit by doing that. So, absolutely.
And, of course, well, it's a little ahead of it, of the after Christmas, is the New Year's concert at for the symphony at the Sanger, which is one I think I've spoken about before. I'm really looking forward to it. Always mm-hmm. do every year. It's a great show.
And so what is it mostly Christmas music, all Christmas music?
Oh, no, not at all. It's I don't know the best word to describe it, but it's not your regular classical music. It's lighter, popular music.
Mm.
I believe the guest this time is sort of like a Frank Sinatra-type singer.
Oh, okay.
A real showman. Actually, yeah. He came, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago, and put on a tremendous show. I really, really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's as I say, it's a little lighter.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a better word to describe it, but it's not the heavy classical music. It's mm-hmm. classical American popular music. I guess is a better
Every
way
time
to
I hear Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, yeah. artists like that, I always get a little bit of a smile to my face. And you know, the music's really cool in my view, and I always love hearing it when it comes up in a movie or something like that. And you hear some Frank Sinatra in the background, and you're like, man, they picked that song well for that scene. So
yes,
that's great stuff.
There is a tribute to the Rat Pack, so that kind of gives you a flavor for the sort of music.
Oh, wonderful!
And well, you know, there is the King is Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
That was a great era in American music.
Yeah.
To be celebrated.
Absolutely.
On New Year's Eve.
So I do understand that we have some tickets for the Ice Flyers. Would you like to do that now, or should we make them wait a little bit longer?
No, let's do it now.
Okay.
They are for Saturday evening, 7:05. And, of course, at the Bay Center. I'm not sure who they're playing, but I'm sure it's some very grisly, nasty team that they're playing. And I have my four tickets, as I always say, great tickets. You're very close to center eyes, not too far up, get a great view, and a wonderful entertainment.
All right.
All you have to do is, not just yet, but in a moment, when I give the word, text in your email address and phone number and, of course, name. And the answer to this very simple question, very simple. We've just talked about it, so we'll make it really easy.
Okay.
What great event happens on New Year's Eve at the Pensacola Sanger Theater? We just talked about it, so it's pretty easy.
Okay. So text that in, 437-1620,
437-1620. So you've got to be quick with your fingers.
First one to answer the question. One more time, Malcolm. The question.
Oh, the question.
Yes, yes.
What is the event that takes place December 31st, New Year's Eve, at the Sanger that we just talked about?
All right, wonderful answer that question event. Once again, 437-1620. And you are off to the Ice Flyers. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back.
Thinking of refreshing your home for the holidays? Good news. Jonathan's Flooring can help. Now through the end of December, Jonathan's is offering a special deal. They'll paint any interior room, walls, and trim up to 12 by 12 feet for only $299, including paint. Select from a large variety of colors, and rest assured, Jonathan's delivers first-class workmanship. To set your home's refresh appointment, stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, just south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Attention job seekers, career source Escarosa invites you to the Buffalo Rock Pepsi hiring event for their new state-of-the-art facility in Santa Rosa County. This event offers an opportunity to learn about the company's expansion, explore available positions, and engage with leadership as they build a workforce to support advanced operations in the region. On-site interviews will be available this Wednesday from 10 till 2 and Thursday from 4 till 6:30 at their new facility, 4994 Innovation Lane in Milton. Your next career move starts here.
Sniffles and sneezes got you down? GoodRx is here to help with big savings on commonly prescribed cold and flu meds. GoodRx is free and easy to use. GoodRx is accepted at all major pharmacies like CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens. Just search your prescription, find a coupon, then show your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx is not insurance, but it works whether you have insurance or not. If you do, GoodRx may beat your copay price. Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com to save today.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today, who's out sick. My guest today is Malcolm from Bellinger Publishing, and we just had a question for some Ice Flyers tickets. And the question, once again, Malcolm, was?
What event takes place December 31st at the Sanger?
And the correct answer was?
Pensacola Symphony.
All right.
New Year's Eve show.
Yes, we do have a winner, Jessica Belcher. She picked up those tickets. So how does she pick them up, Malcolm?
I will email them to her.
All right.
So if you'll send that information to me when I get back to the office, I'll make sure I send them.
Yes, you'll have
straight
it by
away,
the next commercial break, which is only 4 minutes away. So wonderful.
And they are electronic, so you just show your cell phone and in you go.
All right. Perfect.
That simple.
Yeah. Nothing like ice hockey right before the holidays.
Yes. Work up an appetite.
Yes.
maybe even work up some of that food, that high calorie intake that we
That's found. Right.
Yeah. Jump around a little, wave your arms.
So we were talking about Pensacola's Pensacola Magazine's brand new edition. Making Spirits Bright is on the front cover. Lots of different cocktails and mocktails that you can make for the holidays. Mm-hmm. But then we're also talking a little bit about some of the events coming up. And you mentioned page 26 has a few events that you wanted to highlight.
Yes. Well, first of all, let's go to page 24, which is okay. The Winterfest.
Oh, yes.
That is always a great event. And there's a great picture there of the train. I think it's the Polar Express. Is that what it is? I've kind of lost touch with these things.
I'm not sure.
I don't have kiddies anymore around the house, so I don't.
Well, it's a very festive train. It's very cool that they got that. It's like a little mini train that I see mostly kids. But I'm sure the adults might be able to fit on it, too.
Yeah, yeah. That's always a great show.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what other highlights about Winterfest for people that have never been to it or are thinking about going? What can they expect to see when they're participating?
One of the great things is that it generally snows at on Palafox Street, which always really sort of blows my mind because it looks like snow.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel cold because it's snowing.
Yeah.
Those of us that have lived up north, and you certainly have, in Wisconsin.
Yeah. They got lots of snow right now.
Is that how
I'm not
say,
there.
Wisconsin?
Yeah. People always mock us, but yes.
And it's just a whole lot of fun, the Polar Express and just great things.
Wonderful. All right. What else would you like to highlight?
Well,
So we have a lot of parades that have happened, like the Milton Christmas Parade, for example.
Well, something that's a little bit off the Christmas theme, the business climate section at the back.
Okay.
There's an article on the impact grants.
Oh.
And a picture and a little explanation of the winners. And I attended, as I always do, and there were some great winners.
Mm-hmm.
And there you see each one. I think the check was a little over $100,000.
Yeah.
Makes a tremendous difference to the community.
Yeah, and I see that, let's see here, the Children's Home Society of Florida received a grant. Wildlife Sanctuary of Northwest Florida.
Yes.
The Pace Band Boosters. So quite a diverse group of people receiving grants.
Yes. And, of course, the symphony received one, too.
Mm-hmm. And I see that the grants are also broken out by arts, culture, history, education, family, environment, recreation, and health and wellness. So if you have a nonprofit, I suppose, that focuses on some of those areas in the future when they're considering grants, those would be something to know.
Yeah. Christmas is a great time to give to these organizations. Rather than waste money on maybe things that might not get used or not appreciated, sometimes it's better to give a gift in somebody's name.
Mm-hmm.
Impact is a great idea. But also Waterfront Mission, Loaves and Fishes. The homeless, of course, been a big subject in Pensacola, has become a very big problem. A gift to Loaves and Fishes or Waterfront will serve them so much better than giving a homeless person money on the street. The gift enables them to feed the homeless. As you know, every other week I help serve breakfast and cook breakfast at Loaves and Fishes.
Mm-hmm.
And they really do appreciate it. This past Thursday when I cooked the gravy, I was really impressed. There were several people came up to the counter and said, thank you. And, you know, that means a great deal that it is appreciated. Then next time it helps when you get up at 4 a.m. to go do it. It kind of helps, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and I know that the nonprofits also, too, for somebody who is homeless, for example, they'll be able to not only give them food, but also maybe connect them with other resources that they need as well. And so they're getting additional assistance.
Yeah. At Loaves and Fishes, for instance, they have coats and blankets and gloves and things like that so that they can have breakfast, if I say so myself, a very good breakfast, very nutritious breakfast. And also if, you know, the weather being the way it is, they need some warm clothes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, we will be right back after this. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Good morning, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, PJ, filling in today for Meg, who is out sick. My guest right now is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing, and we are talking through the current edition of Pensacola Magazine. And you know what? I just happened to open to a page here, and it says that the Ice Flyers game theme for the 20th, December 20th, which is the game we're sending our winner to, right?
Star Wars.
It is a Star Wars night.
Mm.
So, bonus. I mean, I would be super excited about that.
Well, you can don your Darth Vader suit and go.
Yeah, that's right. You called me Darth Vader last time you were here. You're so tall.
Yes.
So what else would you like to highlight from the magazine right now? I'm just going to move on from that.
Well, let's just go with that for a moment. It is a great night. I mean, you see people that, dress as Princess Leia and Luke Skywalker. And what's the one the one with the long hair?
Chewbacca.
Chewbacca, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Han Solo. And okay, I'm sure they have Rey now. She's the latest edition of the Skywalker.
Oh.
Lineage or whatever you want to call. So there's probably some Rey fans there as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's going to be a good night.
Yes. Hockey night is always a great night. Lots of fun. And I've said this before, the great thing about it is that you'll get lots of families. Mm-hmm. And they have a really wonderful time.
Absolutely. Well, that wraps up our time together. So, Malcolm, I hope you have a good holiday season coming up here, and appreciate you being here today.
Me too.